continue. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Diplomatic efforts to avert a Russian invasion of Ukraine continue.
The U.S. says a Russian invasion of Ukraine could be imminent, but Russia is leaving the door open to further diplomacy. At a meeting with President Putin, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his advice is to keep talking to the U.S. and its allies. He said the Biden administration has put forward concrete proposals on resolving Russian complaints about security in Eastern Europe. But he added, we will not allow endless negotiations.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked emergency powers to try to quell protests by truck drivers and others who have paralyzed Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Trudeau ruled out using the military and said the emergency measures will be reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address. The White House today responding to reports several Democratic-led states are dropping mask requirements for businesses, citing an increase in COVID-19 vaccinations and lower numbers of new cases.
As a country, we are making strong progress toward moving to a time when COVID is no longer a crisis.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, many schools are still requiring masks in classrooms. Mazars, the accounting firm that prepared former President Trump's annual financial statements, sent a letter to attorneys for the Trump Organization saying the documents used to secure loans should no longer be relied upon after New York's attorney general said they were regularly misstated the value of assets. The letter came just weeks after New York Attorney General Letitia James said her office uncovered evidence Trump and the company used fraudulent or misleading valuations of its golf clubs, skyscrapers, and other property to get loans and tax benefits. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A convicted killer who fatally shot a man nearly 40 years ago has been removed from Ohio's death row under a new law that prohibits the execution of people who had severe mental illness at the time of their crime. A judge ruled 60-year-old David Sneed had schizoaffective disorder at the time of the 1984 deadly shooting. SpaceX and a partnering billionaire are planning several upcoming launches.
Tech and finance mogul Jared Isaacman, who paid for the SpaceX Inspiration 4 mission with amateur astronauts, is now footing the bill for three more missions called the Polaris Project, aimed at learning more about traveling farther away.
This program has been purposefully designed to advance long-duration spaceflight capabilities and guiding us towards the ultimate goal of facilitating Mars exploration.
The first of these flights, dubbed Polaris Dawn, is scheduled before the end of the year. The project's final mission will make use of SpaceX high-capacity Starship spacecraft. Eben Brown, Fox News.
French dressing will no longer fall under the FDA's scrutiny.
The FDA said last month it is revoking or dropping the standard required for French dressing. The Association for Dressings and Sauces, which has been around for nearly a century, has been petitioning the FDA for more than two decades on this, saying the standard is outdated. Other foods which have to adhere to FDA standards of identity include bread, certain cheeses, fruit jams, certain vegetable and fruit juices, and some types of chocolate. The standard for French dressing required it have a certain amount of oil, acidifying ingredients, and seasoning. Though many consumers expect French dressing to have a reddish color and often tomato-based ingredients, which were not required. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A small six-foot boat launched in October 2020 by some New Hampshire middle school students and containing photos, fall leaves, acorns, and state quarters has been found. by a sixth grader in Norway. The 8,300-mile journey took 482 days. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.